At least for now, Governor-elect Schwarzenegger has a good relationship with California voters. He won office in a way every candidate would envy, after having offered few details on how he would actually govern. Commentator Matt Miller offers this advice.
Democrats like me have two choices. We could try to make Arnold Schwarzenegger's life miserable, or we can try to shape his agenda in ways that are good for California and the country. For now, until the governor-elect makes his real priorities clear, I'm going to fight back all nasty impulses. I'm going to remain open to the possibility that a Schwarzenegger administration can do good. Like Democrats, after all, he says he cares about those left behind. So I'd urge other Democrats to hold their fire, at least until Schwarzenegger abandons the path of moderation. In that case, we all know a recall election can be cooked up in a jiffy. But in exchange for this political piece, Schwarzenegger has to make good on his avowed moderation. And that means, as he starts work on the California budget, Schwarzenegger should also immerse himself in the federal government's budget mess and how it affects the state. This briefing cannot be done only by the Reagan administration alumni that are staffing Schwarzenegger's economic team. It means calling financier Warren Buffett back from the secure, undisclosed location to which Schwarzenegger banished him and getting smart on the fiscal fiasco President Bush has wrought. He's going to need Washington's help for California, and Bush should want to give it to him. No doubt the White House will ask Schwarzenegger to start working for President Bush's re-election even before he's found a good parking spot for his plane in Sacramento. You think they'd give him a little room to govern first. It's bad enough to contemplate Maria Shriver of the Kennedy family stumping on behalf of a Republican president. But what should really trouble Schwarzenegger is how Bush's fiscal immorality threatens everything the governor-elect says he believes in. Bush is running record $500 billion deficits while putting the bill for Iraq on our kids' credit cards. All this to give huge tax cuts mostly to people like Schwarzenegger. And Bush tells us he can't do a thing for the nation's 44 million uninsured or for millions of poor children being warehoused with America's least qualified teachers. Schwarzenegger's independence and his current political clout in a key electoral state position him to speak out against this insanity. What's more, there is nothing inconsistent about Schwarzenegger pursuing a pro-business agenda in California while blasting Republican fiscal irresponsibility nationally, especially when, as he'll soon learn, California can't solve the problems of the uninsured, the working poor, and poor children without federal money. Schwarzenegger can do a great public service if he masters the facts and educates the public on the current policy trade-offs we face, since he commands media attention on an unprecedented scale. He could, say, pull out the charts, go on statewide TV for 60 minutes like Ross Perot did, and walk us through the choices. If Schwarzenegger declared that President Bush should scrap tax cuts for people like him in order to pay for Iraq and to lower these reckless federal deficits, he'd transform national debate overnight. The choice is really Arnold's. If Schwarzenegger does the right thing, I and other Democrats will hail him. But if he becomes complicit in George Bush's phony compassion that enriches only the rich, I'll be the first to sign the recall petition and sport the bumper sticker that says, Free Maria.
Matt Miller is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and the author of The 2% Solution, Fixing America's Problems in Ways Liberals and Conservatives Can Love.